Good afternoon and welcome everyone. Eric Perez here again, QSI Media. Thanks again for joining us. And this is a great update from a previous podcast around the work that some colleagues of mine were doing in Canberra as part of the 2018 National Seafood Industry Leadership Program. The group calls themselves Community Connect, and they've got a message that I think will resonate with commercial fishers and industry more broadly. What we'll do for tonight's podcast is ask each of them to introduce themselves, and then I might get Cameron initially to go through what was presented and then ask some questions as we go from there. So I'll throw over to you guys to give a bit of an overview of yourselves, and we'll take it from there.
Thanks, Eric. My name's Cameron Shield. I'm the slicing manager at Tassal. I've just graduated from the National Seafood Industry Leadership Program for early 2018. Hand over to Tony.
Hi, I'm Tony Clark, Operations Manager for Pituna Sealord Deepwater Fishing and an early NSILP 2018 graduate. Here's Ange.
Hi, my name's Angela Williams, and I work for Paz Paley Pearling Company, and I'm another one, NSILP graduate for 2018. And Richard.
Yeah, hi, I'm Richard Hamilton, Chairman of Gold Coast Fishermen's Co-op and also owner-operator of a spanner crab vessel. And I've passed the NSILP 2018.
Thanks, Richard. Okay, so Cameron, can you give us a quick overview of what was presented in Canberra on your last day to industry and government?
Yeah, certainly, Eric. So our strategy group, as you mentioned, was Community Connect. We tasked ourselves with a project of educating, encouraging and empowering the community to recognise the value of Australian seafood. We presented a completed pilot study utilising a social science research tool known as PhotoVoice. This is an emerging research tool in that social science space that allows stakeholders to communicate their views and perceptions through photographs, text and audio. So we took our fellow graduates and we tasked them with the question of what is the value of Australian seafood around three main themes, those themes being specifically the consumer, the environment and the community. We've taken those photos, we've established an Instagram page, which is our social media platform for expressing these views further. And now we're at the process where we're going to look at analysing the level of engagement and looking at that stakeholder analysis as such. So we presented each, all four of us presented a bio in front of industry experts, CEOs, et cetera. We all gave a bit of a bio and a rundown on ourselves. We each took turns of talking through the process, what we'd learnt about leadership, because it's a very important part of the course. And we talked through our photo voice, explained what it was, how it presented, and the outcomes.
Okay, excellent. So the material that presented, the photo voice technology, is that something that can be easily looked at online, or how did that work?
At this stage, it's available online for people to follow our Instagram page, Seafood Communities underscore Oz. And those photos are available with context and hashtags. So people can follow us. We've got 200 odd people following us already, some key industry members, and looking at those photos. We're going to be utilising the services of Dr. Claudia Baldwin, hopefully, to continue to analyse those photos and the level of engagement.
Okay, great. So from the other participants in the group, so Tony, for example, what was the most challenging part of the presentation process?
The most challenging part of the process for me was trying to keep my show enough emotion, but keep enough emotion intact that I didn't sort of let it all go in front of industry. But so just getting out there and speaking in front of peers at, and these seafood industry, well, experts, I'd say, and just telling them exactly what we'd learned and the process that we'd done over the past 6 months.
Okay. Angela, for yourself, instead of the most challenging part of it, what was the most positive part of the experience, whether it was the presentation or just the whole process of being in the program?
Thanks, Harry. For me, it was pretty broad, actually. Our residentials were fantastic, so we had great opportunities to meet with industry people and ask them a million questions, which was really interesting. And then working with this small group, the four of us, but also the 16 along the way with differing time zones and industries. So it was a big learning curve for me. But the opportunities and how the course run was fantastic. So challenging but very rewarding.
Okay, so just so I've got this clear in terms of your bios, I know Richard is from the wild caught sector and Cameron, you're with the aquaculture sector?
Correct.
Okay, so Tony and Angela, just to confirm, what sectors of industry are you with? Angela, you can go first.
Okay, so I work for Paz Paley Pearls, so I'm actually half fisheries, half aquaculture.
Right.
But okay. I'm based in the research space.
Oh, okay, yep. And Angela?
Tony. So I work for Pechuna Sea Lodge Deepwater Fishing. So I manage a wild catch auto longlining vessel, everything from onshore, for everything that they do, crew travel, quota across the Commonwealth sector. So.
Oh, okay. So that was the interesting part of the program, is to get, from my experience at least, and I'll ask you to comment on this, is that you had to work with people from different parts of industry to get a common view on this stuff. So did it matter in the end what subsector you were with, that the project had to resonate for all sectors? Is that what you found? So I might start with Richard.
Yeah, I reckon that's what happened, Eric. Like, we were all thrown into the wash. Everyone was from a different sector, like not aquaculture, wild caught, government, manufacturing of aquacultural equipment. There was a wild fisher from Torres Strait, a wild fisher Ash from Port Lincoln. So, you know, we had a big mix there, but I quite enjoyed it because I got to see the other side of things. Like, I'd never been to a proper aquacultural setup like we did in Tassie at Hobart with Tassel. I found that very interesting. And, I think at the end of it, everyone got along really well, helped one another when they had to, like, different things happened while we're away, but I thought it was really good and came away feeling, we've made some really good friendships along the way, and hopefully we'll keep in contact.
Okay. Tony, your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I feel exactly the same as Richard, having such a broad range of industry sort of being represented within our group, but it didn't take us long as a group of 16 to come to an agreement that we all found what our vision was to unlock the value and to engage with community to get them to understand the Australian seafood industry better. I think that was really positive for us to not take so long to come to that agreement
it sort of resonated with everybody throughout the group.
Okay, Cameron?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I remember on day one sitting there and here was I, absolutely the newbie. I was less than 6 months' experience in the seafood industry. And I was thinking, why am I here with third generation fishermen? How am I going to relate to this? And by the end of the course, we were well and truly all on the same page. And I agree with what Richard and Tony have said. We came together really, really well. We gelled completely at the start. I think we were all very passionate about our own sectors within the industry, which just follows through to our vision of unlocking the value of Australian seafood. And we all want Australian seafood to be forefront of everyone's mind when they're making their purchases.
That's great. And finally, Angela?
Yeah, I agree with the other three, Eric. Something I would add was we got told we could be there all night trying to figure out what this vision and mission would be, and within an hour and a half and a couple of quiet beverages, we managed to figure it out pretty quickly. It was more wording and trying to understand what we meant by the word value.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't just financial, you know, it was the history, it was a family connection, it was the passion. So that value sort of covered all 16 of us in different ways. We just had to make sure that we could cover that for everyone throughout the program, and I think we did. So it's been a great achievement.
Okay, brilliant. So, look, thanks, everyone, for coming on this podcast. What I'll endeavour to do is get the presentation material, if I can, to those that are listening through a blog post that we'll do up in the near future. And I'm looking forward to doing more work on this stuff, particularly around getting images on Instagram and integrating that where I can with Facebook and other platforms to try and get the messaging out as far and wide as is possible. So I'll leave that there. I'd like to, again, thank Cameron, Tony, Angela and Richard for your time, and we will do this again hopefully in the near future. And, yeah, I'd like to say have a great weekend to everyone, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. See you guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah.